Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hour number three of the program happening right now. I'm Fred. That's Blake. We got our guy, Jake Up Ray.
That was smooth.
Why did I couldn't decide if I wanted to call him New Guy Jake. I couldn't decide if I wanted to call him Jake. Then I thought, well, I've been calling him Jacob. So either way.
A lot spinning in your head.
There is a lot spinning in the old brain tonight. But that's okay. We got 2 hours left to go in the program. Let's jump out back out to the D&M Listening Hotline. Welcome to the program. Former NFL tight end, host of the 84 Reasons, No Weddings in the Fall podcast, and just one of the best at talking all things National Football League and college football as well, the one, the only, Mr. Ben Troop. Ben, it's been a minute since we've caught up with you, my man. How are we today?
Man, I'm doing good, man. We done hoisted up another national championship. Not football, in basketball. I will take it. It's always good being on with you, gentlemen.
Look, man, and as much as it pained me to see my boy Kelvin Sampson and U of H spit the bit the way they did, I'm thinking, all right, well, after Bill Self gets booted out this next year, Todd Golden's going to look good, real good in Lawrence. But y'all just locked him up for what, 6 years, $40 million?
Yeah, I mean, he got that extension. And that's the thing, right? I mean, you know, a lot of coaches was cashing out because of the tournament. Now, it was coaches not winning the tournament, finding themselves on new teams. So Everybody in the tournament was finding a way to use it as a, you know, to catapult them to different, to better situations, these lateral moves, as they say with these coaches. But Coach Golden, year three, national championship. There are coaches in the Hall of Fame but don't even got national championships. He's in very, very rare company. I hope that he ain't peaked too early. I hope that this is a sign of things to come.
And, you know, he had kind of an inauspicious start in Gainesville, given kind of the alleged DM creeping and what have you. A national championship is a nice way of, kicking that to the curb.
It is. I mean, he had his situation, the Torian Green, former national champion with Florida, you know, when they went back-to-back guard. He had his situation, but y'all know how it is. You start winning national championships, it's not that these things aren't taken as serious. If anything could happen, in, you know, as far as like settlements and different things, you know, those things are going to be, you know, they definitely going to use those outlets. But I'm just happy that everything worked out for both Torian and Coach Ty Golden, hopefully, because, you know, Walter Clayton Jr., I know he ain't got no eligibility left. I wish he did, because I've seen some players come through Florida. He is definitely one of the best on the hard court.
I want to flip a little bit and look at the college football landscape. We saw today something that hasn't happened before when it comes to Fran Brown being the first coach to sign with an NIL agency. The agency name Network will give Fran an opportunity to capitalize on his own brand and help elevate recruiting. Kind of talk to me about if you see this being the future of college football coaching, if you think this is an anomaly, and kind of what it means for Fran Brown and NIL.
I hope it is the future, because I think sometimes when you start talking about these coaches and how they can, you know, obviously most of them are taking advantage of their brand, but a lot of them are, they talk NIL, but they're really anti-NIL. They are part of it because they have to be, not because they want to be a coach, being a guy saying, listen, man, I'm going to take full advantage of mine, and hopefully this will show my players or future players. So I hope it is right now it is a trend because it's hard to be the first, but I look forward to an even bigger name coach getting into the NIL branding of things, because it's here to stay. Everybody thought transfer portal gonna kill college football. NIL gonna kill college football. Look, NIL is only big when there is no football being played. Once we kick off in the fall, ain't nobody gonna be talking NIL. It's a slow news day. When there's no football going on, you're gonna be talking NIL. I'm happy that coaches or a coach is throwing his hat in the ring.
Piggybacking off that point, we've already seen or heard rumblings that next season we're looking at upwards of six teams that are going to have $40 million rosters. Is that good or bad for college football?
It's both good and bad.
Yeah.
It's good because it shows you know what certain teams can do, but it's bad because those 100 and some other teams, or you know, FCS, NAIA, Ivy League, HBCU, they're looking around saying, "Hey, what about us?" NIL
right.
To me has to work for everybody, or it doesn't work. I get it. Certain teams and players and coaches or whatever, it's gonna work for, but. And this is coming from a person that went to the University of Florida. I think about the USFs and the UCFs and the FAUs and the FIUs. I think about the Bethune-Cookmans, the FAMUs, and Ed Waters. I'm either a college athlete or not, male or female. And it got to work for everybody. No, everybody's not supposed to get the same, but everybody is supposed to get something.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you look at us now, okay, let's, and the Gators aren't one of those teams that, you know, are going to have a $40 million roster. You're talking about the Texas of the world, the Texas Tech, which is kind of a new deal. But like I said, they got a guy with deep pockets now. Oregon, I think Ohio State was two of the others as well. So, you know, your usual suspects when it comes to that. Where are we at? You know, Florida's kind of had an up and down. But again, your boys finished strong last year. You had the situation with the quarterback who never quite, was it Rashid or whatever his name was. Where's that at, and where's kind of the fundraising going right now in Gainesville?
Well, right now Florida's at 98% NIL as far as like the football team, so they're getting it done.
Okay.
It's just a lot of money is always going to be tied to either a team like Texas or Texas A&M who got oil money,
mm-hmm.
right? Which ain't nobody mad at them, or Texas Tech, somebody in Texas who probably has, or you know, oil rigs,
yeah.
who they giving them the money. But it's always tied to either a team that's been competing and want to stay competing, or a team like Texas Tech that want to throw their hat in the ring, because People throw money at something that they see winning it all or got a shot to win it all. Florida got billionaire alumni, but they saying, look, I'm not putting my money towards something that's gonna be subpar. I'm not
yeah.
putting my money towards something. We don't do the shoulda, coulda, woulda. The return on investment is what a lot of these boosters are gonna start doing, because $40 million sound good. But if you ain't competing for national championships or at least one of the last teams standing, that
yeah.
money could plummet very, very quickly. So these boosters have been doing it for a long time, but they want to be able to brag on the money that they're giving out, not just that they're giving it out. I hope they continue to do it that way, but I will die on this hill. I will always be a person that loves NIL. But guess what? If it ain't working for the teams who no one knows about, the best running back in college football this year was not an FBS. He was FCS. You talk about Anson Genty, who went to Boise State.
Mm-hmm.
My nephew is about to go to Kennesaw State, who's in the Conference USA. I'm always thinking about the teams who no one knows about, and the
yeah.
player got to be the Doak Walker Award winner to even get noticed. I think that's the part of college football I don't like, because you either can play football, or you can't. The greatest wide receiver to ever put on cleats went to Mississippi Valley State. I wonder if he was in college right now, how he would view it. Even with the player he became, it's got to benefit everybody, fellas. Because if it ain't benefit, and when I say benefit everybody, we put our heads together and come up with a way. If one team can get 40, another team can at least get 10. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
you talked about return on investment and kind of what these new teams are trying to jump into NIL. I want to stay there, but flip to the NFL. When you look at this most recent draft class, there was talked about how it wasn't a super star-studded class, but it's a lot of B+, A- type players, a lot of starters, a lot of guys that can help your team. What team do you think was not in a spot to compete, or maybe right on the edge of competing as far as the playoff bubble goes, championship bubble goes, but after the draft, you're like, hey, I like the pieces they put together. I could see them taking that next step.
I hate to give this team love because they're in the same division of my Falcons. I'm going to say the freaking Carolina Panthers. They needed a receiver. And the thing about it is, to get Ted McMillan where they got him when everybody thought, oh, they're going to go defense. Well, when you look at that division as a whole, Baker Mayfield, obviously, he got Mike Evans. He got Guy when they get the kid out of, Ohio State. No one really cares about the Saints at this point because we don't even know if Derek Carr is going to play.
Right.
And, Michael Penix didn't play enough meaningful football, even though he got, Drake London. We'll see if the real Kyle Pitts will show up. Ted McMillan shows Bryce Young, hey, dude, we betting on you. We think you good enough. We think you are a couple of pieces away. And then they go out and get Hunter freaking Renfro. That is what put them over the top to me because you adding to that offense. So, for me, a team on the outside looking in a division that don't really scare nobody, even though Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Bucks have had a stranglehold on it, I think the Carolina Panthers, I think they really, really help themselves. They can get a healthy Derrick Brown. They can get some help on defense with J.C. Horninger. I think they could be a team on the outside looking in. They got a shot, even though I do like what Chicago did.
So real quick, just piggybacking off the Carolina Panthers take. So where are you at on Bryce Young? And obviously this David Canales connection seems like what we saw from this dude 2 years ago and what we saw from him after he took over for Andy Dalton. This might be the quarterback that we thought he was going to be when he went number one 2 years ago.
I believe he is. And the reason why I believe he is for a different reason. Sometimes you got to go through adversity for the whole world to see how you handle it. When he got benched and they put Andy Dalton in, the young man never made waves. He never said anything. He never said bulletin board material. And when they re-signed Andy Dalton, that lets him know, look, you're going to be the guy. Bryce Young was the best player in high school. Listen, the kid went to Alabama. He's not ducking smoke. He's the only Heisman Trophy winner, at quarterback in Alabama history. He goes number one overall. The only reason why Bryce Young hasn't met expectations is because of the previous number one overall pick that went to Carolina. Stop comparing that Young to Cam Newton. They are not the same player. Yes, both of them won the Heisman. Yes, both of them won the national championship. Both of them were the number one overall pick. But Bryce Young and the way he played at the end of the year last year, look, my Falcons wasn't making the playoffs. And you know who sealed the deal? Freaking Carolina. They said that we ain't going, y'all ain't going. I'm really impressed by the young man, no pun intended. I think he's going to make a big jump in week three. Everybody wants to see how you handle adversity. When he got benched, he handled it the right way like a pro. I think he's ready to jump out there and, potentially win the NFC South this year.
Now, Ben, I'd love to get your two cents on how you think the Dallas Cowboys have handled their offseason. They've had a very different, I would say, offseason than most people expected, making a lot of moves, whether it be trades, picking up acquisitions. Might not be the star-studded names that everybody wanted, but as of a couple of the a day or two ago, we see the George Pickens trade gets done for a third round pick.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
How do you think that changes Dallas's offense? Does this make you think of Dallas differently, or they just have a better receiver room and they're still the same old Cowboys?
I do view him differently, and here's why. I think George Pickens learned a lot last year. I think he realized if George Pickens didn't know that he was leaving Pittsburgh when DK Metcalf came, he ain't been in the league long enough. Like, they're not going to have – no team has two number ones. No team does. But If George Pickens is the player I know him to be, and it's all football and no antics, oh, my God. Him and CeeDee Lamb, it's going to be ugly because CeeDee Lamb had no help. And that's nothing against Gallup and company. If George Pickens can play the way he played in Pittsburgh, but only play and don't do that, sometimes I want to play, sometimes I don't, mm-hmm. I got to give Jerry Jones a lot of credit. I give him a lot of flack. He said we got a big trade. We got big trades coming either before the draft or after the draft, and he was right. That George Pickens trade is huge, and you get – I just think that it's not the same old Cowboys. I don't like – I don't agree with DeMarcus Lawrence. Listen, if you're no longer a Cowboy, just talk about your new team, man. Mm-hmm. I ain't with that going to another team. You ain't had nothing to say, and they paid you for 10 years. Don't go to another team talking trash. It's not the same old Cowboys, but they are going to have to deal with them Eagles. I like who Washington was last year, but the Eagles got Jihad Campbell. I think they got the best player in the draft at pick freaking 31. You're going to have to deal with them Eagles, but it's not the same old Cowboys. I hope Dak has lost a lot of weight. Hopefully he can stay healthy, man, and compete for that NFC East.
Well, and not to mention, too, real quick on the Tank Lawrence thing, it's like, bro, you went to the Seahawks, okay? So it's not like you went to the Eagles or the Chiefs or somebody like that. Like, you went to the Seahawks, who aren't even the best team in their own division. So anyway, I'm with you on that. Are you concerned at all, though, on the George Pickens front, considering that when you look at this Cowboys team, you know, you've got a laundry list of guys you're going to have to pay next year, all right? You haven't signed Micah yet. You know he's going to get a fat contract. Tyler Smith is going to get a fat deal. And again, these are all first-world problems because you've done a great job drafting. Is it worth giving up a third-round pick for what could just be a one-year rental for George Pickens?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Because George Pickens is what the NFL is. Hey, man, I want to know what your potential could be. I don't believe his best football he's played it yet.
No, I agree wholeheartedly.
Because in Pittsburgh, he was him. George Pickens, and this is nothing against Tyreek Hill, George Pickens is the best deep threat in football. He is the best 50-50 ball guy in the league. He's more like 80-20. If you put it up to him, he's coming down with it. I mean, because George Pickens is one of those guys, he real similar to CeeDee Lamb in the sense to where they're not going to be running past guys, but just get the ball to him. They're going to find a way to come down with it. And I think now, because he realized I could be traded, hopefully that humble pie is what he's eating. Listen, I'm going to say this. Everybody wants to play for Dallas because of the star. Yeah. They don't want to deal with the circus. They want to play for Dallas because of what comes with it. He was a star in Pittsburgh. He got a shot to be a superstar in Dallas. He got to handle adversity the right way. And no better mentor than a guy to CD. CD like, look, man, I went number 88. I ain't ducking no smoke. I know who you are as a player. If you come in and you put your head down, dude, we got to – listen, everybody seems to think that the best tandem of football is in Philadelphia or not in Dallas. I got to – hey, tell A.J. Brown, hey, I find – Batman got his Robin and George Pickens. And dare I say, if they can put it together, they got a shot to be the best tandem as far as, like, receivers in the league if they can put it all together.
Are we starting to look at Mike Tomlin a little bit differently now? Homeboy hasn't won a playoff game, not a championship. Hadn't won a playoff game in 8 years. I get it. He's a great motivator, and I love what he's done over the course of 20 years. But at the same time, and he's never had a losing season. But at what point do we start to say, all right, look, you didn't win when you had Big Ben, Antonio Brown before he went crazy, and Le'Veon Bell before he flipped out. You didn't win squat with them. Right now, you got Mason Rudolph and maybe a broken down Aaron Rodgers. Like, where are we at right now with what Mike Tomlin, this Pittsburgh Steelers team, is doing?
Good is the enemy of great. He's really, really good. I mean, Mike Tomlin is really, really good.
Yes.
Anytime you want to coach a clinic, a different thing, you're going to invite Mike Tomlin. He said it's not what you're capable of, it's what you're willing to do. Right now, they ain't willing to get it done. They are not going to get it done in Pittsburgh. And their problem in Pittsburgh is quarterback. Look around you in your division. Joe Burrow. Right? You're talking about Lamar Jackson, right? And here's the thing. What's really going to hurt, let's just say Cleveland does end up having Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders, and they beat Pittsburgh. They're going to be like, dude, we losing the rookies now?
Right.
I'm telling you, while I love Mike Tomlin, I mean, 18 years, 19 years in the National Football League as a head coach, I don't care who you are, it's incredible to never have a losing season, but you got to put it in context. I mean, at the end of the day, right, you ain't never had a losing season, but you only got one super duper. Mike Tomlin, and I hate to say it, Mike Tomlin is the Aaron Rodgers of coaches. He going to be a Hall of Famer, but they ain't got but one.
Yeah.
And they keep living off what they've done, not what they're doing. And who is he waiting on? Why would you put your entire franchise on hold for Aaron Rodgers? You better hope Aaron Rodgers calls you back, because if he don't,
you're in trouble.
Boy, you're going to be in a world of hurt.
No, you're absolutely right. And then on top of that, you brought in, I mean, and it just seems like from an offensive standpoint, and Mike Tomlin might be the perfect example of, and again, to your point, he's a phenomenal head coach, but it's that is the proverbial downside when you're a defensive guy and you rely on a different offensive coordinator, and let's call it what it is. I mean, it's been a turnstile at offensive coordinator since Todd Haley left.
It has, and I think it's just, listen, me and Roethlisberger solved a lot of problems when he was in Pittsburgh, and no one wants to give him a lot of credit because he had a lot of guys around him, but he was consistent. Whether you liked the way he played, didn't like the way he played, the thing about Mike Tomlin is now is maybe his message has grown sour. Yes, you know, you got T.J. Watt and company. Yes, you got Cam Hayward and company. But guess what? Most of your players are 20-somethings. Most of your players are saying, hey, coach, we respect you. We respect what you've done, but we can't forget competing. We can't even sniff Baltimore right now. We can't get nowhere. They embarrassing us either in the playoffs or in the regular season. Joe Burrow and company, he got the whole band back together. And like I said, Jameis Winston, these are the type of players who you was losing to. I love Mike Tomlin, but at the end of the day, Mike Tomlin could be in Pittsburgh because Pittsburgh don't make head coaching hires, but they're going to be like, hey, Mike, we love you, but man, sometimes either you're going to bow out gracefully or we got to move on, because sometimes while you used to be able to resonate with your players, it's the NFL is to update your resume yearly type thing. And just because you say, hey, man, I didn't have a losing season, yeah, but you ain't winning either. Because we're talking about winning the last game, not a game. We'll see if Mike – I think 2025 is going to be a microcosm of 2024, 23, 22, and 21. They're going to have some good moments and some incredible moments for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But the fact that Mike Tomlin in year 19 or 20, you're going to put everything on Aaron Rodgers, come on, man. You got to be better than that.
Get you out of here with this. Shador slides to the fifth round. We've heard all sorts of things as far as how he went about handling his pre-draft process, interviews, how he went about doing things. And, you know, look, I'm sure a little bit of humble pie goes a long way, but shouldn't Deion catch a little more flack for being, considering that, you know, you've been there, done that, and you would have thought he would have prepared his son a little bit better for the biggest moment of his life?
Absolutely. And I think the thing I'm going to say about the Deion and Shedeur Sanders is that Deion Sanders could have been right. Problem is, he wasn't right. Mm-hmm. And the thing was, Deion and his son, because you was at Jackson State of Colorado, you had more access like we've never seen before. Well, here's the thing, right? What hurt Shedeur Sanders the most is you was walking around with Cam Ward. They was like, hey, dude, look at these dudes. So this guy right here. And I think that hurt him more than anything
else. I agree wholeheartedly.
I'm just saying, Cam Ward said, look, dude, you always got to act like people watching. When you say things like, I get paid for that, I get paid for this, I get paid for that, I would tell Shedeur this if I was in his face. Youngin, until you get the job, you ain't got the job. You got to get the job first. Then, because your daddy is solidified, your last name is Sanders, but your first name is Shedeur, not Deion. I think people love redemption stories, and hopefully he can go in Cleveland and do something incredible, but... And I know right now his brother was supposed. I think the commissioner approved him. His brother to walk around, and Deion Sanders Jr. said, "Well, you ain't walking around with no fifth rounder." So that's out the window. I'm rooting for the young man. I know Cleveland is, but hopefully Shedeur Sanders will be a cautionary tale to every single future athlete coming out to the National Football League. The National Football League said, "Listen, you either do it our way or no way. Because if not." Hey, not only will you be a memory, you still got to make the squad. Because I know he's the number one selling jersey, but you still got to make the squad as a fifth round pick. And Joe Flacco vying to be the starter. Kenny Pickett got traded. Dylan Gabriel got winning the third round. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see if Deshaun Watson, that's a lot of quarterbacks in one room. They only keep three. They got five. We'll see what happens.
All right, one more thing real quick. Cam Ward, your former team, just what have you heard? And I got to believe from what you've seen from his conversation, what have you, you got to feel good about, at the very least, what he's got going on between his shoulders.
Listen, Abdul Carter went out and asked LT, could he wear number 56? They said no. He asked Phil Simms, can I wear number 11? He said no. Warren Moon gave Cam Ward the number one. He walked in. And
now, he never played
him.
With the Titans, though. That's my only pushback on that.
Titans, but nothing says, boy, we believe in you, than Warren Moon giving
that's
you.
That's fair.
I call him one. Listen, from one to one, one of one. The only way you can get a Gator to root for a Hurricane, they got to get drafted in the same two-tone blue. I'm rooting for that young man.
I love to hear it. Tell the folks at home what you got going on in the world of media these days.
Man, still, listen, still doing 84 Reasons and No Weather's in the Fall. Got another podcast that I do called The Fan in the End. And just enjoying this ride, fellas. Being a former athlete and being able to talk on these airways, along with people like yourselves, will always have me. I'm always willing to come on. And like I said, man, I'm going to be talking trash behind a mic near you real soon.
I love to hear it, Ben. We'll keep us posted when you do, man. You're definitely one of my favorite people, and we'd love to hear from you. And we're always smarter when we do it. Have a great time, my friend.
Appreciate it.
Always. The one, the only, Ben Troop. We ran a little long. Uh-oh. What we got coming up next there, Jacob Ray?
So we just got the new season-long lines for the newest NFL rookie playmakers, and I got a Pope parlay next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense Side-by-Side Fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.